This recognition that I'm unique in Hashem's world and the entire Bria is Tolu Bi. From that Akora, Amad Avram Avinu Bakol Nisyei Noisov, Avram Avinu withstood all his Nisyeinus, Achiyere the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kivshana Eish Vatzile. At Kedai that Akodesh Baruch Hu came to the Kivshana Eish was Matzil Amram Avinu. Voice Hashem Akodesh Baruch Hu Levache Asharos. At that moment Hashem said to the ministering angels, whatever they are, Ani Yochid Va'Avram Avinu Yochid, Reile Yochid Lahatzile Se Yochid. The Midrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Avraham Avinu is a Yochid, I'm a Yochid. It's only fitting that a Yochid should be Matzila Yochid. Kviyachol Baira Elomim Haya Yochid, Huaya Levad, Hashem is unique, he's alone. Kulaya Mi Sheyikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzerichoto, because there was no one who recognized that Hashem needs us to do something. Atshebo Avraham Avinu Shagam Huaya Yochid Uboided Balomim. Avraham Avinu is also unique and alone in this world. And they entered into an internal covenant of love. Avram, Avram, my beloved. Hashem calls Avram, the one that I love. And not that they didn't know about Hashem. They didn't think it was possible to love Hashem. Hem godlu. Ram v'niso, miu ashe yiz la'iv es b'ireilam. Hashem is massive, he's big, he's transcendent. You're gonna chutzpah to say you're gonna have a love relationship with Hashem. V'yoyseh mikach. Litzum ha'keshe ishi, kesha av, kuduk ma'ish v'isha. You're gonna enter into a love relationship with him that's marshaled on ish v'isha. At sheba avram, chocha chipes v'motze kizu tachli sabriya. At sheba avram v'inu came along and said, not just that it's possible, that's the whole reason for the bria. Zeu tachli sabriya, v'zeu gam ha'seide shebo tikan ha'kodesh baruch hu sabriya lechein ef shel ha'anik lo yisbarach k'dug mas isha shama'anika lebayim. And therefore there is something, yes, that we can give Hashem, obviously post my sabrashis. Lechein nikra Avram Avinu Nadiv. Avram Avinu was called the giver, Nadiv, the generous one, the philanthropist. Kama chazal b'masechtas chagiga על הפסוק מה יופי פעמך בנעניים בס נדיב. הפסוק שיר השירים says how beautiful are the bells on your shoes. בס נדיב. What's בס נדיב? דורש רובה. מי דקסיב מה יופי פעמך בנעניים בס נדיב. כמה נועים רגליהם של ישראל בשעשועים לרגל. How beautiful are the feet of כלל ישראל when they're עולה לרגל. Bas Nadiv, Bita Shal Avram Avinu, Nikra Nadiv. The daughter, the children, the descendants of Avram Avinu that are called Nadiv. Sheneva Nadiv Amim Nesfu Im Elokei Avraham. Elokei Avram Velo Elokei Yitzhak V'Yakov. Elokei Avram Sheat Chilel Geirim. No, it's talking about Avram Avinu because he was the first of the Geirim. He said Avram was a Ger. It wasn't a Balchuva. Therefore, if we're going to be like Avram Avinu, we're going to have to magaya. It's not enough to do tshuva. A person has to magaya. Avram Avinu his nadev kviyochel it kashem akorosh bochu b'schus zois nikva lo hashem nadiv. In the schus of understanding and building that keshe with the korosh bochu, he was called nadiv. We'll come back to what it means to be a ger. It's not enough to be a bal tshuva. Might not even be shaykh to be a bal tshuva. To be a ger. Ani b'deem es chidush otzom chidush Avraham Avinu b'dar chayzu. If we're going to be honest with ourselves, you see there was a moedik a chidush what Avraham Avinu is mechadish here. A chidush hu she'ef shel ha'ivis ha'korosh baruch hu me'idach ha'korosh baruch hu ha'iv otanu. Shema Yisrael hadn't been given yet. We have Shema Yisrael. It's hard to argue with the fact that we have a chiyuv to love Hashem. But Avraham Avinu discovered that for himself. That you can love Hashem and that Hashem loves us. In order to understand how great the chiddush was, that we have to love Hashem, or we can love Hashem, that Hashem loves us, we have to define what does love mean. What does that word mean? If I go around this table and ask everyone for a definition of love, I guess I'll get 10 different definitions. What's the Torah's definition?
Giving.
Giving's giving. That's not love. I give because I love. If I give, I'll come to love. But giving's not love. It's the thing that maybe causes love. But what is love?
Love is an act of giving.
Love is an act of giving.
Hav. It comes from the word hav.
Correct. But what's the difference between giving and loving?
There's no difference.
There's no difference. Okay. Fine. That's your definition. That's your definition. There's not what Rav Dessler says, by the way.
That's what I've been told.
Rav Dessler says that giving brings to love.
Okay.
He doesn't say that giving is love. It's two different things. In Achinami, I'm not arguing with you that it has a lot to do with giving. You're right. The word is, the word for love and the word for giving is the same thing. Connection as well has something to do with it. In Achinami, the gematria of Ava and the gematria of Echad is the same. So that Ava does bring to Echad, to a connection, to a chibur. Achinami, Gematria 13. It's gematria Echad, gematria Ava, and gematria Echad. See what he says, and I'll tell you what I say. V'hinei, ha-mavur b'devrei chazal v'asorim k'doi shimoyle sh'amusak ave perusha his chayves letet u'lahanik lelot tnai. The concept of love is the obligation to give and to bestow benefit on another person unconditionally. If I'm giving to you because of what I'm going to get, that's not love. That's not giving, that's taking. I love you because of what you do for me. Love in the Torah's Ashkofa means unconditional. When a person makes the decision, the Bechira decision, to love another person, to wish him well, to take care of him, to do whatever he needs, his chayve zu yoitzeres et rege sha'ava. This, his chayve, this taking on this obligation, creates an emotion called ava. It's the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instills in the hearts of parents when the child's already born, just born, or before he's even born. The parent loves the child. He doesn't know what the child's going to do. He doesn't know how much tzoros he's going to give him, how many sleepless nights he's going to get from this child, how much nachas he's going to get. He doesn't know anything about the child. And yet, you see that he loves him. It's a natural thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into us. It comes from the obligation that one feels from one's descendants. When you have children, you suddenly know there's these chayves, there's a responsibility, and it's unconditional. Person has those feelings. You're prepared to be makriv your whole life, and you do. With enormous meiros nefesh for our children. Where did that love come from? You've been giving to this child for 20 years? No, he's just been born. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu put inside of us as a natural tendency. In the male-female relationship, that's the love that has to be, but that's going to be worked on. That you don't get for free. That's what the definition of marriage is. It's a relationship we undertake to give unconditionally. And that's real love. Because if it's not avish eni tolo v'dover, it's not love. If the love's conditional, it has nothing to do with love. It has to do with me taking something that I want. The Rambam, by the way, in the Yad Paskins, that love is an emotional, listen to this definition, the Rambam definition is Mayudik. He defines love as an emotional feeling of pleasure you get when you make an effort to recognize the qualities of the other person and to identify with them. The Rambam says, how do you come to love Hashem? He says, to be Mizboinim in the Bria. Go and Mizboinim in the Bria and understand and recognize the qualities of Hashem and identify with them, and Miyad, you'll come to love Him. Yeah, you come to love Him. The Sefer Chinuch says, how do you come to love Hashem? We misboinim in Torah. It's the same thing. If you misboinim in the Bria, you misboinim in Torah, it's exactly the same thing, because the Bria and the Torah look exactly the same. There's nothing in the Bria that doesn't have its core and understanding in the Torah. So whether you misboinim in the Bria or misboinim in Torah, miyad, muchrach, imperatively, you will come to love Hashem. The Chinuch and the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvah says the same as the Chinuch. It's not a machloikas. Mizboinen in the Bria and Mizboinen in Torah. And we've mentioned it many, many times before. Those are the two brachas before Kriya Shema. Yoitza Ma'eres and Ava Rabba. Before you say Shema, which is Ava Sashem, you have to prepare. So how do you prepare? By Mizboinen in the Bria and Mizboinen in Torah. That's the Rambam and the Chinuch. That's how the ancients in Zedoyla built the Achana. What are the brachas before Kriya Shema? Brachas. Hachana. You have to prepare to say Kriya Shema. How to say Kriya Shema? We have two brachas. Mizboinen in the Bria and Mizboinen in the Torah. Reb Simcha Wasserman told me many years ago, if you haven't learned Torah, you won't have to Mizboinen in the Bria properly, and you'll back up into thinking you came from being a monkey. I asked him, why I'd have to learn Torah? Why can't I just go Mizboinen in the Bria? I've never been to it. Why can't I come to Torah? I'm Mizboinen in the Bria. Why do I have to be Mizboinen in Torah? Why do I have to sit in Yeshiva for 20 years and learn Mizboinen in Torah? I thought it was going to take 20 years. It's taken me a lot longer. I still haven't got it yet. Still trying to be Mizboinen in Torah and come to Avos Hashem. So, kachzman. Aval, I asked him that question. So he said, because you don't know how to be Mizboinen in the Bria. You need the Torah to teach you how to be Mizboinen in the Bria. He says, if you was born in the Bria now, you'll think you were descended from a monkey. Said, first go learn Torah, the Torah will teach Adam his boy in the Bria, that you'll come to recognize Hashem in the Bria, as opposed to recognizing a monkey. That was good advice. Easier. Chas v'chalila. That would be terrible. to come to Avos Hashem.
Just the thing that Hashem
does for me. That's been misboinen in the Bria. Been misboinen, what Hashem does for me is been misboinen in the Bria, of course. Avada. 100%. You need the Torah to teach you that. That comes from a Torah sensitivity. You start recognizing all the chesed Hashem is doing for you, of course. That's been made in the Bria. You're part of the Bria. What Hashem does for you in the Bria, yeah? When you walk outside, you see beautiful trees, you see a beautiful view, the sky's blue, the birds are singing. That's all Hashem's doing for me. Kula chesed Hashem's doing for me. I have eyes, I have ears, I have toenails, I have shoes. It's all being misbinding in the Bria, of course. It's the maisim of Hashem that you see in the Bria. 100%. That's Shara Bechina. That's the Chovei Salavav Shara Bechina. It teaches you how to look at the world, and then he talks about it. It's not there. What about your memory? What about your Chochmah? What about... There's amazing things to be seen inside of this person, which is part of the Bria. 100%.
Huh?
Not with you. I don't understand.
I
don't think there's a steer between the two. There's a steer between the two. No. 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 I think they flip sides of the same coin.
The obligation and the.
Yeah. The Rambam needs a hezba. I'm not saying not. The Chinuch needs a hezba. I don't think it's a steer. Different aspects of the same diamond.
An obligation sounds very much like
that. Not an obligation. I'm a schaif myself.
Right,
I make a bechira decision to love you unconditionally. How do I do that? How do I now come about loving you unconditionally? By being misbinding you and understanding you and recognizing your qualities and seeing you and getting to know you and giving to you. That's the main thing This chayvus is the bechira decision that I make. That this is unconditional. That my decision to love you has nothing to do with you. I choose to love you because I choose to love you. It's not because I love you because you'll do this for me and that for me and I like this. No, I choose to love you because that's my independent bechira decision. Yesh mi'ayin. Therefore, it's unconditional because nothing you can do to take that love away because it's not your decision, it's not your control whether I love you or not, because that's my personal decision to love you or not. Now I start using all these different things in order to generate more and more feelings of love. That's what he says here. The more you give, the more the regesh, the emotion of love grows. The more you mizboinen in the person, the more the love grows. The more you recognize how much chesed this person is doing for you. Hakara satoiv, that's another subject. All aspects which help to build the regesh of love. All the mitzvahs in the Torah. 612 mitzvahs in the Torah to help you to arrive at one mitzvah. Avos Hashem. The whole Torah was given for one reason, Avos Hashem. And all the other 612 mitzvahs are those things which aid and assist and abet you arriving at Avos Hashem. You know?
Is that one of the things that having a connection with the father, the father, the unconditional love with the parent is
100%. That's exactly what it is.
Love for a spouse is not unconditional.
Love for a spouse is supposed to be unconditional. We'll get to Chayla Gimel of the Sefer. We'll see. We'll see that that's the avoiding in marriage is to come to, is to come to unconditional love in a marriage. Nachinami. That's what marriage is. That's where, that's the training ground for unconditional love. In fact, the children. In fact, I want to just correct you if you allow me to. You've raised a massive subject here, and I don't want to go into it because it's much too big. But you've raised it, so you'll just touch the nakuda here. The children learn unconditional love from the parents. The parents are practicing unconditional love as a model for what the relationship is supposed to look like with Hashem. The children are the secondary relationship, not the primary relationship. And that's why divorce is so devastating to children. Because it shatters that imuna in unconditional love. Very hard for a child from a divorced home to rebuild, restructure what it means unconditional love. The unconditional love starts with the parents, and the children see it in the parents, and then they build it in themselves that there's this thing called unconditional love, and they can go through the world now loving unconditionally. You could have a situation where after the divorce, the kids are loved even more than before the divorce. The mother loves them more, the father loves them more, they're being loved. What's the divorce got to do with the kids? Why are kids so shattered and devastated by divorce? They're not loved any less, they could be loved even more after the divorce. Very often they are. Everyone's compensating. So the mother's giving more to the kid and the father's giving more to the kid. And I'm too mad in a nice divorce with it, you know, whatever the compatible, nice, what do they call these divorces?
Amicable,
thank you. Amicable divorces. And it's fine, everything's perfect. If you design the perfect divorce, yeah? If you design the perfect divorce, you would find, nevertheless, correct me if I'm wrong, those of you who work in the field out there, you would find that the kids are nevertheless devastated because that's what's been shattered. The ability to trust unconditional love has been shattered. And it needs to be rebuilt, and it's not poshered, it can be done and it is done, but I'm just saying that's what goes wrong. So the ikka is not the father-son relationship, it's there as well, but that's secondary. The ikka is the husband-wife relationship.
I feel the love of a father for the child is because it's something to me.
I'll disagree with you, and we'll choose to disagree, and we'll allow ourselves to disagree. I believe that the relationship between the parents and the child are secondary. The ikka relationship is the husband and wife, and the children are the secondary relationship that benefit from the spillover from the parent relationship. But I'm happy not to argue with you. I'm not a mumche in these things. I'm sure there's people that know more about this than me. I don't mind. It can be chilukadayos. We can have two opinions. I don't make any difference. I'm happy to even say that I'm wrong if you can prove me wrong. I don't mind. It's not that.
Rav mentioned that kids, their parents divorce, so. It's devastating for them because they trust that they have a much tougher time in a marriage. 100%.
If they've done the work before, no. If a person who Khalila went through a divorce has done it, not necessarily. It could be rebuilt and settled before they get married as well. The pieces can be put together. If possible, I mean, it's possible. I've seen it. get put back together before they get married. Yeah, that can happen. That can happen. That can happen. I'm not saying you won't find exceptions where the parents stay together and the kids get abandoned and stuff like that and it gets shattered. Unconditional love gets shattered at that level. It's impossible. I find it's possible. I'm saying the in Shoresh, in the ikar structure, in the first principles of the way Hashem built the world and the relationships being together, ish for ish is the primary relationship. Everything else is secondary. But you're right. There are very many practical cases today because we don't live in the Shoresh, we don't live in the ideal world where the principles are all intact. We're in Achinam. Yeah. I'm not saying that the father-child relationship is not unconditional, but the child can't trust that relationship anymore when the parents get divorced. That means if you could dump mom, then it means you can dump me as well. That's the fear that the child now has. Yeah. Now, we're not arguing. We're just
even more if you can dump mom because why she's your wife. They probably know.
No, it's even no. Yes, but it's even no, it's more subtle than that. It's. If you loved me unconditionally, you would have put up with mom or dad, whoever the case is. That means your ability to love unconditionally is suspect now to the child. Because if you loved unconditionally, why did you leave? Because you couldn't get on with mom? Yeah, but I'm still here.
But if a child doesn't feel...
That's why suicide can make it even worse for the child.
If the child doesn't feel unconditional love.
No, that's what I said. You have cases where the mother and the father can love each other unconditionally, but the child gets abandoned. I had a case where a kid got taken by his parents and taken to the orphanage. Took his bags and put him into the orphanage. They stayed happily married. I met the parents. They stayed happily and lived happily ever after. And they put the kid in the orphanage. She got remarried, whatever. It was a stepfather. They didn't want to have to deal with the kid. They put him in an orphanage. Baruch Hashem, he's happily married today. Functional, super, super leader. Mamash. Talmud Chochem, God, that's Isaac in Kiruv. Amazing, amazing. That's what I'm telling you. You can put people back together again. With the right therapy, a person can be put back together again. Yeah. Yeah. That's the worst case scenario I've had to deal with. So with a guy telling you his story, you know. Listen to this guy telling you his story. There are people here that know him. He never learned by us, but another story. Okay. Yeah, no, there are plenty of ways to destroy the trust of a child in unconditional love. I'm just saying in first principles, in the basic, in the etzim structure, the way the system is put together, that's the way it's supposed to work. But nothing works the way it's supposed to work. So you're up. Yeah. We very often tend in marriage to make the children the primary relationship and the second and not this, and the marriage becomes a secondary relationship. So in Chelek Gimel, we'll get there one day, we'll deal with it and we'll show you why that's wrong and why that's a problem. We need both. No, the wives feel it as well, that the husband puts everybody before them, his work and his this and this, everybody goes before. We'll see. Metz Hashem, there's two tafkidim of a Jew in the world, and he needs to learn how to balance both because they're mutually exclusive. That's a shame. We'll do when we do. It's on the shelves. You don't have to wait for me. You can go do it now. Highly recommend you take it. Go learn Bachavus with your wife every day. We'll see. It'll change your lives. But Chelek Gimel is very, very choshuv, and that's what it deals with, and it goes into the whole sugya there. That's not our subject now. You said something? Oh, sorry. Fine. Fun. But nakuda ze tumunim hapela ha'otzum v'chini shanipshu shigile Avram Avinu. This nakuda of Av Sheinu Tolu B'Dovu, that was at the core of Avram Avinu's awesome chiddush that he revealed. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kviyachol ma'anyen li'itchayev letet lo. The Lord tonight. Hashem wants Kaviyochul to give to Avram Avinu unconditionally. Kefisher Chovnu Ba'eres Advarim Liel, as we mentioned above. Ritzayne Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahetiv Lanu Mikiven Shetachlis HaToy V'hi Advekes Bo'iz Barach. Hashem wants to give to us, that's why He created the world. And since the greatest good that He can give us is a relationship with Him, the ultimate good has to be one that doesn't have any speck of embarrassment. It means you're not getting it for nothing. Hashem created a system in which He needs us, because if we don't earn the good, Hashem won't give it to us, because that's not the good He wants to give us, therefore we have to earn it. Chazal bitoy zois b'milim, Chazal expressed this in the following words: Yisrael mefarnesim la'avim shebashamayim. Sounds like total heresy, but Klal Yisrael gives panosa to Hashem. We come into Hashem the whole day saying, give me panosa, give me panosa, give me panosa. Hashem says, 1 second. Chazal said, you mefarnes me. You give me panosa. What does this mean? V'hainu sheniten lo keviyochol ma shu tzarich mi'itanu. What does it mean to mefanis somebody? It means to give them what they need. So we give Hashem what He kviyochol needs from us. What does He need from us? He needs from us the bechira to do what we're supposed to do. V'azhu yetiv lanu keneged ze atov nitzchis. Then He gives us the eternal reward that we deserve. V'niske lisaneg el Hashem v'lalos miziv shkenosrei. And then we will merit lisaneg el Hashem v'lalos miziv shkenosrei shezu tachlis kol ha'edunim sheba oilam in the lotion of the Mesilas Yesharim, because that's the ultimate pleasure. So Hashem wants us to earn that ultimate pleasure, not get it for nothing. Therefore He made a system in which we kaviyachol, every time we earn the reward of giving to Him. Zu ma'areches niflu v'atzuma shekodesh bochu b'roiv r'vachov r'chamov v'chasodov yotzer. And this is this awesome, wonderful system that Hashem created in His awesome chesed. Which enables us to cleave to Hashem, to mamash be bound up with the infinite, and to receive the ultimate good that there is. Hashem turns to every Jew in the singular, and He says, Bni Yekari, my precious son. I want you to be faithful to me and given over to me under all conditions. With both your yitzeres, with both your yitzer tov and yitzer hara, even if I kill you. And also with every drip of nisoinus and yisurim that I measure out for you. Tamid b'kol matzev tiyeh muchan lishmo l'mayne ala toire v'amitzes u'beschus zeis nishad tomit kshurim yochot. Totally, totally dedicated to continue to be shomer toire v'amitzes. And in the schus of that, you and I will stay bound together forever. That's the whole of Shema. Love Hashem b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'odecha. That's unconditional love. That's what Hashem requests from us. Hez b'zein nitfas b'seichel anoshi klal v'klal. This is not grasped in human seichel at all. Yesh tzorech be'imuna. One needs a deep imuna to connect to this. Klema la'amin b'leiv shechein kach hein pnei advorim. Obviously, we have to get into what it means, imuna. Why do I have to have imuna if I know it? How can I have imuna if I don't know it? Bnei doire shel Avraham Avinu choshvu ki eilu em divrei shtus vehevel. And they're not alone. The generation of Avram, when he tried to teach them this, they said, you're talking shtus vehevel. Shtus vehevel. And there are plenty of people today, very religious people, tell you this is shtus vehevel. Keitzed yitochel letet lakodesh boch, it's apikosis, it's heresy, you can't give to Hashem. That Hashem needs us and we give Him unconditionally. Oy, never told, we have to love Him. The divrei madover lo yal al adas ach lemarot kol apimuna zu tzad Avram Avinu neged kol ha'olam. Again, with this imuna, Avram Avinu went against the entire world. Hu ha'yochid u'lechein kol ha'kodesh baruch hu Avram ha'olam. Because of that, Akash Bofu called him Avram Ohaiva. And the Tanan Hashem tomorrow will finish off what that's got to do with us. And then we'll start Perek Tes, which we probably want to have it back. Nisoyne Muna Bedora Acharon. The Nisoyne of Muna in this last generation, probably the most important chapter. Kedar not to have done all this work of building all the Yesodis and then and miss that chapter. That chapter is very important to do. That's Hashem, we'll do it. I don't know when, whenever.
America or back to South
Africa? Canada. I found the coldest place that I could really choose. Bad timing, eh? Jeez, worst week to go to Toronto. Anyway, Wednesday, is it? No, I have no reason to go to Montreal. There's enough money in Canada. In Toronto.